Hey guys, what's going on? I have not posted in a while because one, I've been fighting this illness for a while, but went to the doctor today and I'm feeling a lot better. I got 3 breathing treatments and I got some steroids, so they got me on bed rest. But on that note, I was sitting here with my 2 nephews here watching these kids shows and being on TV. What happened to the kid shows? Like, some of these shows are just downright stupid. At least growing up, you had a couple of stupid cartoons. You know, you had like Ren and Stimpy and Rocko's Modern Life. You didn't really learn anything from those shows, but you had like excuse me, I'm sorry, I guess I'm fighting the cold. Excuse me. Hey, we keep it real on this channel. Anyway. Okay, case in point. Now, you can call me crazy, you can call me silly, but that little cartoon with the rabbits, Max and Ruby, no. No, I was sitting here one day, he was watching it. And I'm watching the show with him, because, you know, I'm just sitting here, and I noticed that I didn't see a mama or a daddy on the show. Now, maybe they got parents, but I said, all right, maybe this episode just didn't show the parents. Then he watched it again. Again, I don't see no parents. Little girl is feeding her brother some oatmeal or something they eat, Lord. And then she got ready for Girl Scouts. He outside playing. I don't see a car in the driveway. I don't see no parents. And then it's nighttime. Anytime it's time to go get ready for bed, they brushing their teeth. Again, I don't see no mama, no daddy. They didn't mention mom and dad. She put the little boy to bed, and then she went to bed. I was like, is this child raising her little brother? You can't watch that. Change the channel. Where the parents at? He said, oh, they have a grandma. Grandma picked them up, took them to the mall. They rode a choo-choo train, and then she came and dropped their asses off and took off. I said, she didn't even wait for the people to come back. That's my little man right there. I'm gonna cut it back on the man. So I just want y'all to be wary. You need to watch what your kids is looking at, because sometimes, it be the wrong message on the show. Same thing with Dora the Explorer. Now you probably think, "Okay, that's messed up. That's a good show. You learn about different stuff. You learn Spanish." All I know is the little 5-year-old girl is walking by herself in the jungle with a damn monkey with some shoes on. And she constantly trying to get mugged. She got to go through all these options just to go to school. This is terrible. Her parents, they buy Dora. They don't walk her nowhere. They don't drive her to school. She had to go over this creek with crocodiles in it. And I'm like, what? That's terrible. That's not good. That's awful. And that's child abuse. Let me tell you something right now. If your parents let you walk down the street and you always get mugged every day, they'll do nothing about it, their asses be going to jail for child neglect. Especially you 5 years old. That's just ridiculous. And then her cousin Diego, he don't never go to school. He just out there with the animals talking to him and shit. I don't see his parents either. He there with his older sister. Is she raising a little boy? I don't know. All right, I said, no, change the channel. Put it on Sesame Street. At least on Sesame Street, Grover and them got parents. So, that is my rant for today. Hope you like what you heard. Let me know if you agree with what I'm saying. What shows, kids show, have you seen this? It's a little disturbing. It's just a tad bit disturbing. Well, stick me think for a minute. Do I want my child to imitate this mess? Because see, they may grow up and think it's okay not to have no mama. Then they can get their older brothers and stuff ready for bed. No, you need a mama and a daddy. You need some parents, adult supervision for some of that stuff. Especially walking to school in the jungle. I mean, oh, then the big thing is, I'm sorry, Tico can drive a car. Tico picked Dora up and took her somewhere. And then she in school and Tico in school with her. You can't go to preschool and drive a car. Just saying. That's my rant for today. Keep checking back in for more updates.